DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Berlin for his first visit as president on Tuesday. He plans talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and a major open-air speech at the city's iconic Brandenburg Gate. Obama arrived in Berlin from Northern Ireland, where he and Merkel took part in a G8 summit dominated by the violence in Syria and a bid by the European Union and the United States to create the world's biggest free trade area. Obama is accompanied by his wife, Michelle, and two daughters. Deutsche Welle's political correspondent Terry Martin says he should have a warm reception in the German capital.
Barack Obama remains tremendously popular in Germany. A recent poll showed over 80% of Germans think he's doing a great job. It's important to remember that his speech at the Brandenburg Gate on Wednesday will come almost 50 years to the day after former U.S. President John F. Kennedy delivered his famous speech there shortly after the Berlin Wall went up, declaring, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
It is Obama's third visit to Germany. Police in Turkey have arrested dozens of people who they described as provocateurs following raids in several cities. Turkey's Interior Minister Muammer Guler said 62 suspects were arrested in Istanbul and many others were detained in the capital Ankara. Widespread demonstrations started with a peaceful sit-in at Istanbul's Gezi Park near Taksim Square at the end of May. Since then, increasingly violent protests have been held across Turkey, with the police using tear gas and water cannons. In Washington, D.C., the head of the National Security Agency said that U.S. surveillance programs had helped disrupt more than 50 possible attacks since September 11, 2001. In the first public hearing dedicated to the programs since former NSA contractor Edward Snowden exposed them this month, members of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee showed little will on Tuesday to pursue significant reforms. The head of the NSA, General Keith Alexander, said that the monitoring was not some rogue operation and defended it as legal, closely supervised, and crucial to defending Americans. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The death toll from flash flooding triggered by early monsoon rains has risen to more than 100 in northern India, officials said Wednesday. Military helicopters carried out emergency food drops for thousands of people stranded by flash flooding in the states of Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, which has seen torrential rains at least three times as heavy as usual since last week, when the annual monsoon broke a fortnight ahead of schedule. Thousands of houses have been swept away in flash floods, and the state government and army are trying to rescue thousands of tourists who are stranded near the submerged valleys and Hindu shrines. Mali's government has signed a peace deal with Tuareg rebels. The accord calls for an immediate ceasefire and for government troops to return to the rebel-held northern town of Kidal. The deal was reached after nearly 2 weeks of talks brokered in Burkina Faso and should help pave the way for presidential and parliamentary elections next month. In Nigeria, suspected Islamist militants opened fire on a school in the northeastern city of Maiduguri on Tuesday, killing 9 students. It was the second deadly attack on schools in 3 days, according to witnesses. 7 students, 2 teachers, and 2 insurgents were killed on Sunday when suspected Boko Haram militants attacked a school in the northeastern town of Damaturu. The 2 attacks have raised fears that a month-long offensive by government troops has merely pushed militants into hiding from where they can still launch devastating operations. According to the United Nations, the number of refugees around the world rose to an 18-year record of just over 45 million people last year. Fueled by conflicts in Syria, Mali, and other mostly African hotspots, the UN High Commissioner released the report in Geneva on Wednesday. According to the UNHCR, more than 7.5 million people were forced to flee their homes last year. And in U.S. basketball, the Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 103-100 after overtime on Tuesday to even the series at 3-3 and force the NBA Finals to a decisive Game 7, which will be played Thursday in Miami. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.